Joined now by a young man who plays his golf, collegiate golf, at Abilene Christian, but from Central Arkansas. Alex Carpenter joins us. Alex, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you doing?
Man, you're on your way to being the state's best this year, state's best golfer.
Yes, sir. It's been an awesome summer.
Alex, yesterday, I was going to say, Randy, he shot a course record 63 at Big Creek in Mountain Home, a great track up there, hosted the state match play last year. It was the ASJ designated this weekend, shot an opening round 73, 1-under, but then 9-under par, broke the course record by 3, won that tournament, and then today it is hosting the U.S. Amateur Qualifying. The top two scores will advance to Chambers Bay in Wisconsin for the U.S. Amateur, and Alex goes out there, and what does he do this morning? He breaks his own course record by shooting 10-under, 62. Alex, tell us about it.
I'm disappointed, Alex. I expected a 58.
I did my best out there. It was an awesome round this morning. I had 2 eagles and 6 birdies, man. It was an awesome day out there.
What's been the difference this summer, Alex? What's been the part of your game that has made you be able to have such success this year?
Well, lately I've been driving the ball really well. I changed drivers about midway through the year in Abilene and found a driver I can hit really straight, and I've been hitting just about every fairway every time I go out on the golf course. And so playing from the middle of every fairway, it seems like you can't help but shoot a bad score.
Alex, what kind of driver is that? Because Randy wants one.
Well, I'm playing the Callaway FT9 Tour driver right now.
I understand today, and I said I was disappointed you didn't shoot a 58. You had, 4 putts lip out? Otherwise, you might have shot a 58.
Yes, sir. It could have been extremely low. I had 4 lip outs this morning, and actually had about a 6-footer for birdie on 18 that I missed. But, I mean, you can't make them all. It's a give and take, and every round you're always going to leave a few shots out there. But that's the goal, to leave as few out there as you can. So,
Alex, Robert Neighbors is one of the guys that plays the ASGA-designated circuit, a good friend of mine, and Randy and Rick and Ray. And he sent me this email today. In the 8 tournaments that he has records for from Alex this summer, he is a combined 76 strokes under par. That includes 16 under at the Southern Amateur at Shoal Creek in Birmingham that broke Lee Trevino's record he set in the PGA Championship when Alex won the Southern Amateur by shooting a 65 in the final round. And Chambers Bay, where the U.S. Amateur is also going to host the 2015 U.S. Open.
It's a pretty easy game, huh, Alex?
Yeah.
Well, like I said, golf's a lot easier than the middle of the fairway. I've had an awesome summer, and, man, everything, all my practice and everything's just coming together. My mom and dad just have been so supportive traveling with me and just giving me the opportunity to participate in these events. And like you said about those 7 or 8 ASGA tournaments and the other tournaments I've participated in this summer, and it's been a dream come true. Been playing awesome and shooting some really good numbers.
Well, I know Jay Fox hasn't officially released the player of the year, but by virtue of the points you have accumulated, no one else can reach you. You will be the amateur player of the year this year. Congratulations for that. And he also has a great golfing family. His brother Adam also plays on the golf team at Abilene Christian. His brother Luke will be a senior at Arkansas Baptist, another great golfer in the family as well.
Well, thank you. Yes, it's an honor to have 2 brothers that play with me every week, and we all thrive off of each other to get better.
Alex, how old are you?
I'm 20 years old. I'm going to be a sophomore at Abilene Christian this year.
Years old. Now, has anyone, to your knowledge, at age 20 been the ASGA Golfer of the Year?
Nicholas Benton won Player of the Year last year. He was a freshman last year at UALR. So I would say that he was probably a year younger when he won, but Alex this year has really set the bar. No one's come close to him. The only tournament that he competed in and actually did not win was the ASGA stroke play at Greystone. The Cypress Creek course, Austin Cook, who plays for the university here, won that tournament. But
freaky one. Didn't you have a freaky
situation? That was the Maumelle Classic.
At the Maumelle Classic? Tell us about that one.
Well, Maumelle Classic I played good there. I just had a incident there on the 17th hole where I had a rules infraction that cost me 2 shots and ended up losing the tournament by 1. But it was just a learning experience, and I'd rather do it there than in a few years on the PGA Tour. So it wasn't very costly. It was all right.
So you had 2 eagles today?
Yes, sir. 2 eagles today. hold out from the bunker on 16 for an eagle from about 15 yards, and then on 8, I hold out from 125 yards for the same way.
Well, you know what? That's pretty good because I've had one in the last 40 years.
Hey, this course. Exciting. And this course, I talked to Jay Fox, it was set up at a little over 7,200 yards. It rained about an inch and a half yesterday, so it was playing pretty long, and that's an outstanding score, 62. And then to fire back another even par round 72 this afternoon in this heat is unbelievable.
Alex, yeah, I don't know what it is, but something about after you shoot a really good number, it's always hard to follow it with another one. But I guess because your expectations are just so high, but even par, I'll take it this afternoon.
For what it's worth, what happened in ball mill, I do it all the time. But I'm trying to improve my lie, not just get some footprints out of the sand. I'm trying to help my ball, build me a mountain so I can hit it out.
And you might have heard, too, Randy, he said when I play on the PGA Tour someday, he gets to play in the Arnold Palmer Invitational next year at Bay Hill by virtue of winning the Southern Amateur. He gets to play in that PGA event the end of next March. So, he will get to experience life on the PGA Tour for a week.
All right, Alex, that word pro, what's the thought process there about being a pro?
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to it, but I know all things come in time, and I like to first get my education and graduate college first. But after I do that, that'll be my next step.
Q school after college, huh?
Yes, sir. Otherwise, unless I get a few exemptions and play well in that, I know Tiger took a shorter route than that. He didn't have to go through Q school, so I know it's possible, and if anybody can do it, I'll be confident in my own self to get it done.
Well, I can say this, Alex. I hope you qualify today. There are still players out on the course, but you're on your way, and Randy, he could be the next player on the Walker Cup team from the state of Arkansas. Bryce Mulder a couple of years ago was on the Walker Cup team.
Yes, sir. That'd be really exciting to make that because that's one of the biggest honors you can have as an amateur golfer to represent your country. So that'd be pretty exciting.
Alex, there's a two-man scramble next weekend. You available?
What day?
I'm trying to get him to play in the Pine Bluff four ball with me next weekend. No, he's not going to play in a scramble with you. I've got dibs.
Alex, congratulations on what you've accomplished so far, and best of luck. We hope you make the next step, and that is qualify for the amateur.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Thanks, Trey. Thanks, Rick. You guys are great.